The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, this is Archana Jarrett tuning in once again with Sherm Radio. It's that time of the week when Sherm is on air. Sherm Radio is the place to catch up with leaders and have insightful conversations on all things work. And today I'm talking with Anil Sachdev, who is the founder and chairman of the School of Inspired Leadership, also known as SOIL, and he is a leading authority on leadership and talent. We'll be discussing what it takes to lead the paradox of creativity and fears. Anil, thank you so much for joining me today and welcome to Sherm Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure this is going to be a really fascinating conversation for all our listeners today. And, you know, everyone listening in has been struggling with this big lockdown and adjusting to a new way of life. What have you found personally most challenging or difficult to handle in this lockdown?
I am a very people's person and enjoy my energy in being with people in real flesh and blood. So not being with family, and that's one, my son, my daughter live nearby, but we only have Zoom calls or FaceTime. And then other colleagues at work, no matter how much you do through technology, not being in the same room as them physically. That's, I think, quite an important part. And the other thing is to see the sights of the people who are hungry on the road. That really moves me a lot. So these have been some of the most challenging.
So research points out that, you know, fear quells creativity. Our topic today is leading the paradox of creativity and fears. Yet they also say that necessity is the mother of invention. And this great quarantine is really compelling all of us to be creative in our work, in our, you know, personal lives, just to stay connected, to be ahead of the game. So what's your view on this subject? And why would you say fear and creativity are so uniquely juxtaposed, especially in this current environment?
You know, they did research on creativity and found people, let's say above 80, very few were creative. They dropped the age group to 70, very few. 20, only 2% were creative. But at age 5, all children are highly creative. We do something systematically between 5 to 15 to destroy creativity. And we call that parenting and we call that education. So it's in that age that we put fears into people's hearts. There is a fear of failure. What will happen if I... There is a fear of continuous comparison and criticism. The fear of what would others say. The fear of ambiguity. The fear of lack of time and resources. And even the fear of nature, which we call starved sensibility. So in our conditioning in the past, these fears are deep inside our heart. And when an epidemic like this comes up, a pandemic like this happens, all of a sudden, all those fears come out. The fear of course, death is the ultimate fear. And we know that if everybody is creative, and right now we need to reimagine the state of the world tomorrow, we need to get prepared for the new normal. It's very ambiguous, very uncertain. So we have to source inspiration from deep inside, and we have to unearth or at the mind level because of our past conditioning. And we have to really embrace our fears and overcome them by the power of our own values and our own purpose. If we are really conscious about what are we showing up in the world every day for, and if we truly take responsibility for who we are and what we stand for, the deeply held values in our heart, then the strength of that gives us the capacity to transcend all our fears. And so we would recognize what's happening in the outer world, but in our inner world, we would respond with complete commitment to who we are and what we stand for and our dream of making a difference.
So what are some challenges that you foresee leaders facing today, and how can they look at overcoming these fears, challenges?
Three significant challenges. The first, business continuity and therefore managing cash. you know, no matter how big you are facing a cash problem today. You really have to be conscious of how are you generating cash and where are you investing cash. The second, how you're dealing with your talent. It's such an important aspect because during such situations, you will find some talent emerging from least expected people. People whom you did not notice are taking the lead in volunteering, feeding the poor, looking after employees, serving their elderly in the community. That is true leadership that many people will display. And the people whom you thought were the best and the brightest, you might get some of them getting into a shell, some of them frozen. And all your high potential definitions will be challenged. Be prepared for challenging all your past assessment of potential and performance. And look at it with a fresh pair of eyes. Who are the people who have the capability, the capacity to make a difference? And the third part, therefore, when you have this cash and you have this talent challenge, then the challenge of making the best use of the talent and getting all the people, the significant many in the company to stay focused on how the organization is, how it appears to serve the community, how it handles the weakest of the stakeholders, how it handles the suppliers and the vendors, especially the small ones. This is the time for the organization to really pay attention on how you are creating stakeholder value and not merely shareholder value.
Very well said, Anil. We'll come back to this discussion, talk about a little bit more about fostering creativity in these tough times and also, you know, managing the polarity of fear and creativity. I'm Archana Jarath and I'm in conversation with Anil Sachdev, founder and chairman Soil. You're listening to Sherm Radio. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Welcome back to Sherm Radio. Anil, carrying on the conversation that we were having, how do leaders manage this polarity of fear and creativity, which is even more accentuated, as you were mentioning earlier, and not just for their people, but also, you know, the fears that they and the challenges that they themselves need to overcome at this point?
I would recommend paying close attention to three questions, both at the professional and personal level. Number one, who are the people in your life, personally and professionally, that really matter to you? Question number two, what are their needs you are inspired to serve? And three, what are the gifts and values that you have, your strengths, your talent, your values that you have, that you can fully leverage to serve the needs of people who matter? When you ask these questions, every day you show up with a sense of purpose, that I am here because the business that we do makes this difference to the community. I am here in the best version of myself, utilizing my strength to serve these people who truly matter, because there is deep meaning in my work. And when you have that sense of purpose and you are deeply in love with what you do and the people you work with, you will then rise in love. This is not falling in love, which is a momentary thing. This is rising in love with deep commitment. And when you have that in your heart, in the same space where you have deep love, you can never have fear. Fears get reduced to a lower part of the mind, called the lower mind. And in this more intuitive, creative mind, which is fed by the diet of purpose and values, and you can then source inspiration.
What do you recommend for leaders to do, at a tangible level, at a more tactical level, where people are reaching out in within themselves and seeking those inspirations to do better? Because some people, like you said, excel in such scenarios, and we need to, highlight their strengths at this point. But there's a larger population of employees or people in our sphere who may be more debilitated by this kind of fear. So how do you foster creativity at a larger level?
Choose a few things which really matter, which are going to redefine the future of your organization. Choose maximum three focus areas, preferably just one or two. Around that, design teams which truly are diverse and which have this talent, which bring people together into team huddle, and get them to start working on design initiative which redefine the experience of your customer, employees, and other stakeholders. Use the design mindset for people to reimagine and create these teams and really take, you know, give them encouragement, get them into team huddles, celebrate early wins, and get them to work in ways and learn with all the tools which are available, the powerful tools available on creativity and innovation, which they can use. But your job as a leader is to choose the focus areas and design teams appropriate them encouragement and remove any issues that are coming in their way.
Very well said, Anil. Thank you so much. I think these are great tips as well as suggestions and inspiration for leaders everywhere. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Anil, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Archana. Thank you very much. And my very best to all people listening to this podcast. And take care of yourself, take care of your families, and love what you do. Show up as the best version of yourself.
Great parting words, Anil. Love yourself, love what you do, and always be an inspiration to others. It doesn't really matter the title that you hold. I think that's very, very well said. It's been such a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much, Anil. Thank you, everyone, for listening
in to
Sherm Radio. Sherm Radio is in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll come back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. with another great conversation on all things work. Till then, stay safe and foster that creativity.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, Podcasters for India, Inc.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.